and that was the Beatles. And with that, it is 7 a.m. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. This has been Chatting with Molly. April, do you have any last words?
Yeah, I've been thinking about guest starring here for the last week since you asked, and I've been wondering, do radio show hosts just, like, not talk during the day so they can just salvage all of their fun ideas for the radio?
Mm.
I felt like I wasn't talking just so I would keep it really fresh so I could bring it here.
That is a great question for our listeners to think about, and we will come back at you with an answer in 2 weeks. And with that, good morning, Medford.
Good morning, America.
Been a prisoner of the past.
Good morning, Medford.
Good morning. So, you guys are listening to Wholesome Content. It is now 7:04 on WMFO Medford, 91.5. Good morning, DJ Marissa.
Good this sounds really loud to me. Okay.
That's all right.
There we go. Good morning, DJ Baby Bump.
Do you have any thoughts this morning, right off the bat?
I'm grateful it's not raining. I thought I was going to bike over here in the rain this morning.
Yeah, that Never. I was actually also very pleased. I walked over here this morning, which is different than normal, and I thought it was a pleasant day. I'm feeling like it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. So I'm going to start us off with a sun-related song, House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. It might turn out to be a sunny day at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe in it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was some Bob Marley and the Wailers with Natural Mystic.
Great, thanks for those opening tracks, Marissa. So I think I'm gonna put on actually a song from the same artist that I started with last week, but if any of our returning listeners remember, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, so I feel like I wasn't able to really appreciate her. So now we're going to listen to Powa from the Toon Yards.
Inside your power. Milk, fruit, eggs, you, the stars and hop, hop on the month of June. We can go to a movie matinee in a jacuzzi, promise.
I have your home real soon.
Promise, promise. Is there a curfew for your past? Happens for your past? You think you're gonna need to? I'm also away from mama's place and I can't even feel this voice. What? I'm careful, baby. Cause there ain't nobody gonna love you like me. What's your blind boy? Can't you see? I would've been your meats, your beets, your grains, your peas, your apple seeds.
I'm built to please.
I'm green and peas, apple vines and leaves. Oh, anything you need me to be, I will be for you. It's true.
True.
I'm
beets, beets,
I'm beets,
beets,
I'm beets,
milk,
I'm milk,
fruit, fruit, eggs,
eggs,
you,
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 eggs,
you,
sing
you,
the song.
You, you, cause I'm your meat.
Beats and I'm your greens, green, your peas, your milk,
milk,
your fruit, fruit, your eggs,
eggs,
food, you,
beets,
you, beets,
you,
greens,
eggs,
peas,
you,
milk, you,
fruit,
you,
eggs,
you,
you.
We are thanking the Bangas from New Orleans. All right, folks. So that fun number was, as you might have heard them closing, Tank and the Bangas with Boxes and Squares. That track was courtesy of NPR Music at a Tiny Desk concert. Thank you, NPR, as per usual.
Thank you, Anna. I was grooving out in studio.
We're having a fun time. So, do you have something coming up for us, DJ Marissa?
Yeah, did you want to talk about that song anymore?
Oh, well, I actually want to listen to Tank and the Bangas some more, hear about them. All I know is that they were the winner of last year's Tiny Desk concert competition.
I didn't even know those were competitions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Though I think everyone just has good, wholesome fun in those. And that they are out of New Orleans, which is a city that I had the pleasure just recently of visiting for the first time. A wonderful place. So that's what I have to say about Tank and the Bangas.
Cool. Well, I was impressed that I believe the logging system that we have here in studio was saying that was the first time that Tank and the Bangas had been played.
Wow.
So it might be...
We're breaking new ground.
Exactly. Next up, we have Steely Dan with a tune called Peg.
Lots above it. This is
Hey guys.
This is DJ Baby Bump. For all of our listeners just joining us, welcome to Wholesome Content on this Thursday morning. Do you have something for us, DJ Marissa?
I do, DJ Baby Bump. I have I have our daily PSA, or hourly PSA, I should say. This is about tornadoes. Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does before the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the, quote, day before, end quote. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov.today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know, tornadoes are, you know, we don't think of it in Boston, but our good friend Grace has just been dealing with the consequences of that tornado in Ohio. So really, you know, they're out there. Be ready, folks. DJ Marissa, would you like to talk about what we just heard?
So we just listened to Guess Who by Alabama Shakes, and DJ Baby Bump and I were reminiscing about a time when we almost saw Alabama Shakes together, except in reality, we saw them two nights apart.
Yeah.
Or one night apart.
Yes, indeed. This past summer, DJ Marissa saw the beautiful Brittany Howard in Boston, and then the night after, I saw her in Portland, Maine. So really... we were in together in spirit and almost also in time space. DJ Marissa also wanted to talk about a fun thing we did yesterday. Do you want to talk about that now or at another time?
Let's talk about it when we have fun background music.
I think that's very fitting. Okay. All right. So up next, I'm gonna play some Harry Belafonte, which I thought of just because right before DJ Marissa and I were about to start this show for the first time a couple of weeks ago, I found his, I think his like top hits album in vinyl in Central Square for 15 cents or something. And I almost got it. And then I realized that there was really just one song I wanted to play from him, and it's Jump the Line.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line.
rock your body and hoist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sonora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Sonora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora.
Body language, body language. Body language.
We just listened to a couple tracks. I already talked about our Harry Belafonte. And then we went into Twist and Shout by the Beatles, a classic, and also a song that makes me think of Benjamin Button. And then we finished up that section with Body Language by Queen, a song that I think really encapsulates Freddie Mercury. What else do you have for us, CJ Marissa? Or what do you have?
I have another Beatles tune coming at us. And after that, I'm going to play George Harrison. So here we go with those two.
All right.
There are places
some remain. think about them. In my life, I love you more.
I can't say.
So, folks, DJ Marissa, you want to talk about what we were just listening to?
Yeah, so those two songs, first one by the Beatles, second one by George Harrison, followed a nice little existential crisis. The first one being called In My Life, and the second one with the name What Is Life? So that gave me a good little chuckle.
Yeah. So I would just like to remind our listeners in these last few minutes that you are listening to wholesome content with DJ Marissa and I, DJ Baby Bump, on WMFO Medford 91.5.
I'm appreciating that radio voice.
I've been working on it. So you might have noticed, listeners, that there's something going on in the background. What's up?
Do you hear it?
I do hear it.
Oh, weird. I do not hear it. Okay, cool. Oh. Yeah, so this is a really great song that I found recently on the YouTube.
The Yubin Tubin.
It's by Mort Garson, and it's his album Plantasia. And I just want to read you from the album cover. It says, Mother Earth's Plantasia. Warm earth music for plants, ellipses, and the people who love them.
Aww.
So that's us. And there's just some really great names of songs, like Symphony for a Spider Plant, and Swingin' Saphilis. And yeah, so that's DJ Baby Bums and I. We are just plants and or people who love them.
When you first sent me this album and I questioned it and I said, is this an album for plants, DJ Marissa? And you said, yes, because we're just two sprouts trying to grow. So anyway, we thought also, are you still not listening to this? I mean, here, I'm sorry. Anyway, I believe that it's going on. So, DJ Marissa and I thought that, on top of this lovely, herbaceous tracks, we would talk about some herbaceous topics that we have been involved with this week. The first event that we'd like to talk about was having to do with environmental studies at Tufts, and that was the internship symposium yesterday. What do you have to say about that, DJ Marissa?
Yeah, it was quite a good time with nearly 40 environmental studies students.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, and I was there talking about city sprouts. Anna was there talking about work in the tropics.
Shout out to Field Projects International. Good thing I remembered who I worked for 6 weeks.
Yeah. And then another fun environmental thing we did was the night before that, in the same room, also catered by delicious food, Anna and I were listening to a great environmentally related anthropology forum and thinking about race, how it relates to place and different objects in place. And so grafting was a topic at hand, as well as migrant work in industrial farming.
Yeah.
Those kinds of conditions.
Yeah.